Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I hope you're ready to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. God is truly the light, illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, personally and professionally. Why? So that you may be more equipped to fulfill your destiny against all odds. It's an exciting season here on Motivational Mondays as we are so comfortable now in our new home. And we're so grateful for Inspired Media for You. And we want you to know that there are times when your journey would have you to shift and require you to change. Don't resist it. Know that every time we face an obstacle or we face some odds that we have to battle against, that it's all coming together and working together for the ultimate purpose. So we just wanted to encourage you in that brief moment as we continue in Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have two formats that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests and their testimonies and or their areas of expertise. I'm real excited because this evening we have a powerhouse team sharing with us here on the broadcast. And, of course, we have our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to what? That's right. You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. To work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we took a deeper look at favor and the favor factor. And if you missed it, we want you to know that archives of past show installments and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. And I sense that although we're talking about against all odds, we're going to hear a little bit about favor. I'm sure it'll peekaboo throughout tonight's installment. On today's broadcast, we are going to take a stroll with the Hartleys, with Mr. Nathaniel and Patricia Hartley, down memory lane based on their personal and professional journey of life. Today, the Hartleys will prove, with God's grace, mercy, and favor, you too can win against all odds. So I want you to take a moment and text someone, tweet right on someone's Facebook wall and tell them you need to tune into Motivational Mondays right now. Maybe you need to send a message in the bottle, send a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to tell your network that they need to tune in now. We are live. I want to bring in my co-producer because she knows our in-studio guests very intimately. And I've asked Lady Tabitha to do an official welcome and introduction of today's in-studio guest, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick, Pearl International Media Group. Are you there?
Yes, Coach Adams, I'm here. How are you today, Master Motivator?
I am absolutely fabulous, being my word for fabulous, and I trust that you are the same. Tell us about the jewels that we have, or the pearls, I should say, that we have waiting in the wings to pour into us on today's installment of Motivational Monday.
Well, Coach Adams, this couple is just, they're such an amazing couple. I have the privilege to meet them approximately about almost 5 years now, about 4.5. And I tell you, I've been standing on the sideline initially and just watching them live by the principles of God, living a very structured and disciplined life and just trusting God and just watching God just work miracles step by step. So it's really been an honor to watch, but two very authentic, genuine people. I love them dearly. They're amazing business people, but more than that, just amazing people. They have hearts of gold. I've learned so much from them just by watching and talking with them. They're my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And without any further ado, I could go on and on and on about these beautiful people, but I want you to be able to talk with them and our listening audience to be encouraged, because Mr. and Mrs. Hartley, they're going to really show us with God's grace, mercy, and favor, it is proof that you can make it. You can do it. So, Mr. and Mrs. Hartley, Coach Adams, I'd like to introduce to you and our listening audience, Mr. and Mrs. Hartley. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. It's an honor
so happy to
be on tonight.
Yes, it's truly an honor and a privilege. And first of all, we want to give honor to God and honor to Coach Adams and Tabitha for inviting us to be part of this awesome session tonight.
We're so
happy
to have
you. And we thank you both for being here. And, yes, we truly are happy to have you. And I'm excited about today's discussion on Against All Odds. And, you know, I was processing, and I really wanted to hear your heart, Mr. and Mrs. Hartley. What does this title of Against All Odds mean to you? Against All Odds, what does that mean to you from your point of view?
Well, from my point of view, what I have experienced, what I've learned, is that it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what you face as far as adversity. God will bring you through. When we learn first of all, to have a relationship with God. That's first and foremost. Because the Word of God teaches us, lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge God in all of our ways, and He will direct our path. And there's a little joke that we say among our friends, if you want to hear God laugh, just tell Him your plans. Because our plans are so infinitesimal compared to what His plans are for us. So I've learned that to have that relationship with God, and then to learn the power of our words. The Word of God teaches us the power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak words of life and live. Speak words of death and die. So you may not have money, you may not have a car, but because of the power God put in us, we have the power to speak those things into existence. Now, to the world, that sounds ludicrous, but to those of us that open up our hearts and our minds to taste and see that this is real, and we have lived it.
Excellent. Ooh, I'm tasting it. I'm feeling it. Mrs. Hartley, what does against all odds mean to you? You know, when I think about against all odds, I really think about there's so much adversity. There are all of these problems. And in spite of, I'm still able to say I succeeded. I was able to achieve. I was successful despite the obstacles, despite the weapons, despite all of the stuff. And so when I think of against all odds, that's something that comes to mind for me. And because we're talking about this subject, I thought it would be awesome for you and Mr. Hartley to share from your point of view, what does that mean to you? So Mrs. Hartley, from your point of view, what does against all odds mean?
You know, as we walk this journey, we walk into adversaries. We walk into times that we just feel like, hey, you know, you just want to throw in the towel. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord, He hears you. He knows you. He knows your. He hears you cry. He hears you cry at night. He loves you. And because of our Father, we can, the possibility is there. The possibility. There's nothing impossible with God. So I'm here to say, as a witness, that there's nothing impossible to God. I don't care what the situation is. Perhaps it's a bad marriage. Perhaps it's your health. Perhaps it's your job. Whatever the situation, it could be alcohol and drugs. God can fix it all. But you have to trust and believe and keep the faith.
Yes.
You have to keep the faith and believe the Lord's going to work this out.
And you know what? I appreciate that because you're letting us know on the other side of this adversity, on the other side of all of these challenges, that if you get to the other side, then without question, God is going to work it out for you. Share with our global listening audience one or two things that you would like to share that you can say, wow, these are some obstacles that we've had to face on our journey, but we made it on the other side. And I know from our conversation and bonding with you that you could tell many stories, and we would still be here tomorrow. So that's why I'm saying, share with us one or two stories that our audience can really connect with that you would say was some odds, some obstacles, some adversity that I had to battle against. Woo! But I can stand here to tell you, sit here to tell you that on the other side I made it through.
Okay. I would like to start with my experience as a craftsman. First of all, let me start with, I was blessed to have a mentor. My first mentor was my father. And as a little boy, I saw my father start out as a janitor and went on to build a multi-million-dollar oil company. He's 75 years old, and he is still active, and he's still making millions. So that's one example that I had that really showed me what you can do when you have a relationship with God and when you are determined. Another thing that I would like to point out is that God sometimes will allow us or even put us in the midst of chaos. And the reason why I say that is because it is in chaos when we discover what God has deposited into us already. There are things that God deposits a part of himself in all of us. And we have no knowledge of it, of what we can actually do until we face adversity and chaos. God puts us in that chaos because he knows we can handle it. We don't know at the time. But what happens is, when we cry out to him and he moves and he will bring us through the chaos and we will prevail and be victorious through it all. So it's very important not to allow people, not to allow negativity to speak. Don't allow anyone to speak negativity into you. It's one thing to speak to you. It's another thing to allow people to speak into you. So we have to have filters on what we allow to go inside of us, especially when we have goals and dreams and visions that we want to accomplish.
Ooh, Mr. Hartley, I tell you, in that few moments, you shared such a richness. And I just want to summarize back to you what I heard, because there was so much power and so many principles that I really want to make sure that our listening audience heard. Number one, first and foremost, you said you've learned on your journey you must have a relationship with God. I also heard you saying that your journey, you were fortunate that it started out with not only a good mentor in your father, but you had good mentors in general. And that is key, because if we understand that when you have mentors, and my mentor often says we can have mentors dead or alive, meaning that someone could have left a legacy in a book, and that book now mentors you on a specific subject, and it can be someone that's alive. So having good mentors, that determination, and I really want to talk about that determination to succeed, because I believe that that mindset is one that you don't just have, you develop that mindset of being determined. So I want to talk about that in just a moment, and that in the midst of chaos, we discover the strength that we have, not based on our own power and might, but by God's Spirit. Ooh, that was rich, because I agree with you. So often we can go through things, but until we're in the midst of that storm, we have no idea how much we can handle until we're in the midst of that chaos, to phrase back your words. And then, ooh, this is one that I speak about often, the power of words, that we have to be aware of that negativity and have filters. Just because a word is spoken, it doesn't mean I have to hug it, embrace it, and take it home with me. I need to filter that word. So that richness of what you shared was so powerful. And I definitely want to give Mrs. Hartley an opportunity to jump in as well. Anything else you want to add about or around these obstacles that you have faced that you have gleaned great wisdom on?
Well, I totally agree with everything my husband has just said. To add, I have to say that having a personal relationship with the Lord is so important. Speaking to the Lord, letting him know how you feel. I mean, he's a personal God, So you talk to him. There are times I can remember I really didn't have anyone to talk to. So I talked to him like I'm talking to you. I said, well, Lord, you're going to have to help me in this situation, Lord. You know, I need you, Lord, you know. And it's so important to have a personal relationship with the Lord, to know that he's there and he listens to us.
and he will fight for us. He will fight your battles, just like what he fought for the children of Israel when Pharaoh's army was behind them and the army was about to destroy them, and they had the Red Sea in front of them. And God held back that army with a pillar of fire, almost like a wall of fire that held back thousands and thousands of soldiers that were going to kill him. And Moses cried out to God, and God basically said, what you crying to me for? Use what's in your hand. And he raised up his hand with that rod, and God opened the Red Sea, and they walked across on dry land. So there are times, just like when King David faced Goliath. He didn't say, God, help me defeat Goliath. He didn't pray. He remembered that God delivered the bear and the lion into his hand when they were trying to kill his sheep. He remembered, and he spoke the words, this day I will cut off your head. So there are times when we face adversity, when we already know we have confidence in God. This is after our confidence level is up. We can speak victory and receive what we speak. What we confess is what we possess. He didn't speak negatively, oh man, this giant is you. No, he spoke the words, this day I will kill you, I will cut off your head, and everything he spoke happened. So we as children of God, as people of God, we need to understand that God has already deposited his power in us, which is activated by our faith, and our faith is activated by our words. Praise God.
And may I also add, my dear husband, that he's prepped us. You know, I think about situations sometimes. I say, you know, the Lord has been preparing me for a long time, and I from what I'm doing, I didn't even realize it. You know, that time when we were in the gospel music production, or he was preparing me. He was he's preparing me right now for his work. So he's constantly always molding and shaping us and prepping us for something better.
God is the Word of God teaches us that he is the potter and we are the clay. So if we allow ourselves to stay on the wheel, W-H-E-E-L, a potter's wheel, God is always molding us and shaping us, and we're always becoming something different, something better than what we are today. He said in Deuteronomy, first chapter, 11th verse, he will make us 1,000 times more than what we are. And the adversity that I faced, the racism, those folks did me a favor. They made me so mad. I said, I'm through working for people. The next time I deal with the union, I'll be calling the union hall to hire men to work for me. But see, God sometimes will push you out of your comfort zone. If he allowed me to stay working 40 hours a week, making $32 an hour back then in 2005, which was good money. But because of the adversity, now, in 2015, we made over $1 million in 8 months. 2016, we're going to do $3 to $5 million or more. So God had to use, he allowed that adversity to catapult me to where I'm at now. Had I not went through that, I would just be working for the union, working a job. Working a job is good. Nothing wrong with that. But
now
God,
I have a question for you, Mr. Hartley and Mrs. Hartley, for clarity, because our listening audience may be feeling like, wow, he said that his family had money, and so he can't relate to me in starting my business or birthing my vision with no money because he had money. He doesn't really understand the true obstacles that one would have to face if he had, quote unquote, a silver spoon in his mouth. And so talk a little bit about that, because I know that you have a construction company. I know that you started many businesses, but your construction company is the primary in this season, and we'll talk about your health and wellness business. But did you have an endless amount of resources when you started your business, despite the background of your family?
Well, unfortunately, back then I was what you call the black sheep of the family. I was the rebel. So I was the one that created great havoc. So no, I didn't have money, and I didn't really have the right to ask for any money because I had made everybody so mad. But that was before God turned my life around. When God got a hold of me, he turned everything around. But no, all I had was I had a dream. I had a vision. But now I realize that that dream and vision was not my own. God put that inside of me. And those of you that are listening, maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe you have an invention. Guess what? You didn't put that dream. You didn't put that vision inside of you. God did that. God put seed in every one of us. He put gifts and talents in every one of us. And the seed that God has put inside of us, it is our job to find out what that seed is and bear fruit. But you can't bear fruit if you don't discover what God has put inside of you. A lot of times we're looking, but everything we need, God has already deposited in us.
You know, I have to ask you, because now understanding that you did not have, you weren't in that position of the wealth of your family now backing your vision, you have to have this mindset that you spoke about of determination. Where did that come from? Because you didn't have the resources, but you had this vision that you believe God gave you, the seed that he gave you. What gave you what you needed to be determined in making sure that this vision came forth? What was it on the inside of you? Help us to really understand and see that.
Okay, I want to let you know it didn't happen overnight. When I first signed up to be an apprentice, it was in 1980, and I prayed. Because I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I didn't know what my destiny was. So I prayed. I said, God, if this is a trade for me, then let me pass this test. If this is a trade where I can make a living and one day start my own business, then let me pass this test. If this is not your will for my life, if this is not the trade for me, then let me fail the test. And I got an 88 on that test, and I got married in 1988. So when I saw that, I went to work, and then I became a journeyman. In 1983, and I came to Washington. I did a big job in Seattle and Alki Beach, and I went to start my business. I started preparing to start my business. I went and got the application to fill out the license, and I was going through that. And then the Spirit told me, wait a minute. You don't know enough yet. Now is not the time. So I abandoned the dream. And I went to work, and I've been all over the United States. I've been to, Indianapolis, Indiana, Chicago, Memphis, Tennessee, Utah, Las Vegas, Northern California, Southern California, San Diego, and I pretty much went to work and forgot about it. But I was in a Bible study one day, and I heard the man of God say, he said, God will keep you the treasures of darkness. I said, he said, you know what that is? I don't know. Pastor Bob Runnings, I will never forget it. And he said, the treasures of darkness are dreams and visions that God gave you, that you gave up on, that the enemy stole from you. God will bring them back to you. I will never forget it.
And so what year, Mr. Hartley, was that? What year was that? And I ask that question because I really want us to help the listening audience to understand the fullness of your journey so that they can really track, because someone is sitting listening to Motivational Mondays presented here on Inspired Media for you today, and they are thinking, well, I've started this business and I'm not seeing anything happen a year down the line, and they need to be inspired. And I know you said it didn't happen overnight, that it was a process. So what year was it you got the vision in 88, you stepped away from it, when did you reconnect with it? One question, when did you reconnect with it?
Well, actually, I got the vision in 1980. In 1983, I tried to start it, and then I stepped away from it, and then it came back to the surface of my memory. I guess that had to be back in 2002, about 2002, around then, years and years later. And then after he spoke that, I went back to work. And guess what? I forgot about it. And you know, when he came back, I fell and I broke my arm. And I couldn't work for a year and a half. And it was during that time when God slowed me down. He delivered me from marijuana and alcohol and all the madness, okay? And while I was healing, he led me to the Word. And he led me to great men of God like Creflo Dollar and Bill Winston and Charles Stanley. And I began to sit there while I was healing every day. And I would have Bible study with them, and I would write down notes. I still have those notes today. And then the Spirit led me. Okay, I said, okay, I'm going to start my company. Where am I going to start it? California or Oregon? The Spirit said Oregon. So I called Oregon. I called the state capital. And they told me what I needed to do. And I got the books, and I got the DVDs, and I studied in California to get a license in Oregon. So
now, if I'm understanding where you are in this process of your journey, that you are living in California. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I live in California, but I have an office. I have an office in downtown Oakland, and then we have an office in Portland, Oregon. And right now, we have an office in Federal Way, Washington. And as I speak to you now, we are in Tacoma.
I understand that. No. I understand that. What I'm saying is that when you started moving forward with the business, at that time, if I'm understanding your story, you were living in California, and God said, start the business in Oregon. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely correct.
Okay,
you're absolutely
perfect.
Correct.
And the reason why, and I thank you for clarifying that, and the reason why I wanted to get that clarity is because this connects back to what you stated, that oftentimes God will push you out of your comfort zone. And I can hear Patricia Hartley saying, we got to ask God. And so you asked God where, and he said Oregon, and you're in California. Is that a push out of the comfort zone? And do you have some odds you have to overcome?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many. Oh, my gosh. Like, you know, we can talk all week about that. But I'll just focus on the ones. The biggest obstacle was finances, okay? And I didn't know where I was going to stay in Oregon to build a business. My mother, when I told her about it, she said, you can come here and set up. So I went and stayed with my mother and started my business. I didn't have any money. My mother sold me a Geo Tracker for a dollar. First, she gave me the full use of it. Then she said, well, here, you need it. We'll make it your own. Sold it to me for a dollar. Bought me clothes. She believed in me, and every day I'd get up in the morning, and I mean, I was, excuse my term, I was grinding every day, and God blessed me with some great opportunities. And I'm going to tell you something. I have seen God. Do not, as an African-American man, I am the only African-American union plastering contractor in the state of Oregon. I learned something that is very, very important. We have authority over the spirits of the enemy. When we have the power of God in us, we have authority, and we have to understand to speak it and walk in our authority. And racism cannot stop you. Sickness or disease cannot stop you. Lack of money cannot stop you. Nothing can stop you when you are connected to the power source, which is God. You become unbreakable, unshakable, unstoppable.
Yes, and you know what, Mr. Hartley, as I'm listening to you, my spirit is leaping. And my spirit is leaping because I heard you saying there was a period of time, and I don't want to do yours and Mrs. Hartley's story an injustice by getting the timeline off, but I think it's important to really bring the global listening audience into this timeline so that someone listening in can say, wow, it took them this amount of time or that amount of time, because that helps to make things more relatable and relevant. And I know you said that it was without question, things didn't happen overnight. It was a process. And so you said, I spent time getting God's word in me, getting God's word in me, getting God's word in me. Was it that deposit, the repetitious and continuous deposits of God's word that help to really put you in that mindset of determination?
Absolutely. It's God gave me confidence in him, and he gave me a glimpse of my future, which really reinforced my confidence in San Bernardino, California. I was working as a union employee, and God had positioned me where if guys can call me and I can get them a job, instead of calling the union hall, they called me first because I had a great reputation with all the union contractors and non-union. So if the union contractors didn't have any work, I could connect them with the non-union contractor that would pay them $150 a day cash. That was back then, okay? So God had really positioned me in a position of influence. So what happened was, this is how God gave me a glimpse into my future. The foreman, I was working for a union company, and Pierce Enterprises, and the foreman said, Nate, you're giving all this money to the church, or no, you're giving all this money to the preacher. The preacher lives in a better house than you, drives a better car than you, and he probably goes to the Bahamas twice a year. And I said, you know, you're right. So I stopped tithing, and let me tell you something. God, that was an opportunity for God to take me to class, and I will never forget the lesson I learned. All of a sudden, the same guy that talked me out of tithing laid me off, and we had a whole high-rise to stucco. And all those people that I had got jobs based on my reputation with these different companies, those companies wouldn't hire me. And I'm like, what? Now, here I can get everybody else jobs. They'll hire my friends based on my reputation, and here I come, and they wouldn't even hire me. And a friend of mine said, Nate, you must not be tithing. It was like a bucket of ice water in my face. And I said, okay, I repented. I asked God to forgive me. I said, okay, God, the next job I get, I'm paying my tithe. So I got a job that was paying $150 a day. The guy said, okay, man, I got a week's worth of work, $750. I would have made 5 days. It only turned out to be 2 days, okay? And that is $300. So I separated 10%. I paid God his tithe money, and I noticed that they were putting on a new roof in the apartment complex I was living in. Now, mind you, I was behind on my rent. I was getting pay rent or quit notices on my door, but I noticed they were putting on a new roof, and I go, huh. And the Spirit led me to call the owner of the property. I didn't know what I was going to say, but by the time the owner answered the phone, I told her, I said, hey, I'm a plaster. I can stucco your building. I can put color in the stucco. You won't have to paint the stucco for the next 5 to 8 years. Now, you have to paint the wood trim, but you won't have to paint the stucco. She paused, and she said, I remember you did a job for me a year ago, and my son said you did a beautiful job. She paused again. She said, I want you and your beautiful wife to meet me in Ontario, California. I'll buy you dinner. I'll give you $2,500 to start the job and write a contract. In 2 weeks, I made $21,000. That was a glimpse into my future. God will give you a glimpse into what he has planned for you. He'll give you a little tidbit, and that inspired me. And it helped.
I would imagine that that would be inspiring if you didn't have any resources and now you get, you know, nice little check. That would be inspiring. Now, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you and Mrs. Hartley. I always love to give our global listening audience the opportunity to ask a question of our guests, to make a comment. Would you be okay with us opening up the broadcast and welcoming our global audience in?
Oh, we would love it. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, I want our audience to know that this is the time in our programming, our broadcast, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to make a comment, you have a question. If you are on the computer, you have to dial in. You can't hit that little 1 on your computer or your tablet or your iPad. You have to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And you simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add you to the host queue. We're going to give the callers an opportunity as they filter in. We'll interject them in at any point. But Mr. and Mrs. Hartley, help us to crystallize this. What year did you start the business? What year did you start the business? And when did you, after starting, begin to see a profit?
Okay, we started the business in 2006. Mm-hmm. And we started with a very small beginning. Patch job, couple jobs, and then God catapulted us. Austin Idris, who is Pearl's friend, he said, Nate, I said, well, Austin, I'm probably going to have to struggle and for the first couple of years to do a residential job. He said, no. He said, God's going to elevate you straight to the top quickly. I'm like, okay. Well, after the first two little small jobs, I got a major high rise. And that high rise, it's called the Ardea on the south waterfront in Portland, Oregon, in a very, very high-end area. And I started out with two floors and of plastering ceilings. They loved my work, and out of 28 floors that went plaster, they gave me 20 of them. So I didn't have any money. They gave me money up front to get me started. They gave me money to cover my payroll. I didn't even know how to do a pay app or how to do the work. God, I didn't realize it, but God had me in an incubator. When you step out on faith, God will take care of you. But now there comes a time when you learn what to do. You learn. The Word of God says we have to learn to do better. When much is given to you, much is required of you. So along the way, I learned that always operate with a spirit of honesty and integrity. Pay your people, pay your trust funds, pay your taxes, because God cannot bless no mess. Okay?
And I understand all of that, and we do have, I understand all of that, and I appreciate you for sharing. And we do have several callers, and I want to give them an opportunity to share in the discussion with us. And if we can put a timeline to it, of course, I understand the fullness of what you shared, but my heart is that through your story, our listening audience would really get some nuggets that they can embrace. And so we said you started the business in 2006, and the question was, when did you in fact see or experience a profit? I get that you paid your all of that, I understand. But when would you say really you saw that your business began to flourish? Was it a year? Was it 2 years? Was it 6 months? Was it 5 years? What was that timeline like?
I'd say about 6 months. And then it didn't really go into the large jobs until I started sowing $1,000 seed. Because in order to reap a harvest, you have to sow a seed. So when I started sowing on the $1,000 level, that's when we stepped into the millions.
Excellent. And we're going to pause there and allow one of our callers to engage with us. You've given us a little bit more to chew on, and I appreciate it. I'm going to bring in our first caller, area code 503, last 4-3-5-2-4. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Heartbeat.
My name is Herman Grimes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
and
sir, Mr. Grimes.
I know Nate and his wife very well. I'm a business consultant in the city of Portland, and they are one of my clients. And over the last few years, we spent a lot of time together. My background is in the corporate. I've been a staff auditor. I've been an accounting manager. I was a general manager for Stanley Steamer and a president of a company. And I started my business 5 years ago. And Nathaniel has been one of my clients with several programs. And the thing that I like about Nathaniel is that he is not afraid. He's not afraid to go after the jobs. He's not afraid to go and sell himself and do what he needs to do to make sure that he gets the job done right. And I think that over the years that I have been his consultant and have observed him, he has grown each year. He has gotten more sophisticated. He has started to install in his business all of the things that he needs to be successful. That's with operations. That's with bookkeeping. That's with his field work. And so he has evoluted his business into the point where he's ready to go into big business in a few years. So I like working with him, and I enjoy him and his wife when we go out for dinner. But he is one we need to watch because he is going places. That's all I'll say.
And I appreciate that, Mr. Grimes.
Thank you, Mr. Grimes.
Yes, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. And if you can do me a favor, if you can hit 1 again on your keypad to remove yourself from the host queue, we would so appreciate that. And again, we thank you for chiming in. We're going to go to our next live caller. We have area code area code 323, last 48078. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Hartleys. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Melody, and I am a part of Cher Green's group. And about a couple months ago, I ran into Cher Green. I was praying. I also did the Daniel fast. I was praying to run into more positive women, ladies that could, like, to show me how to be a strong Black mother and a strong Black woman. And just a little bit of my history is I have kids and they're in the system right now. I, too, am going through the racial with the system. So I'm pretty content with what you were talking about. And I did the vision. I did the Daniel fast. And on my vision board, I put that I wanted to have my business having a salon that is going to spread out throughout the world. It's going to be a mini mall. And I was just so amazed when I saw Cher Green. She just had this positive, beautiful spirit about her. And I wanted to know more about her. And she introduced me to Soul Purpose. And I stuck with her. I didn't actually get into the program, but I always stuck with her because I knew that was a goal, that I wanted to be a part of Soul Purpose, because I knew that it just touched my spirit. And I know... and I knew at the bottom of my heart that it would enhance my life and my children's life, and I would be able to help others. So listening to your story, it's kind of like we have some similar things. And throughout that process, I've been walking with God. I just recently came out of a domestic violence relationship. My mom passed away, and my son came back into my care, and then they removed him unjustly. And then I'm going through a whole bunch of racial stuff with that. And Cher Green, she kept believing in me, and she blessed me, and she paid for me to have the CEO package. So now I'm a part of Young Longevity. I'm trying to get to understand more of the program and really just flourish to also become a billionaire myself. So, but I'm struggling, I guess, with the racial aspect, because I do feel marginalized after being called a racial slur. It was two weeks ago by the DHS worker. It's like that in-between thing. Like, I know I have the ability to move forward and walk with God and get my children's back, but with this business, it's like the financial part, it's not, the finances aren't there, so there's that fear. So what advice would you have for me? I really value your feedback.
My advice to you is to step out on faith. Arm yourself with knowledge. Shara is a great mentor for you.
Yes, she is.
Spend more time with Shara. Seek God first and foremost, and ask God what is his next assignment for you. Now, when we pray, God answers prayers, but when we spend time with him, the plan is revealed. Ask God to reveal to you what is his plan for your life. God has put a part of himself in you. You are destined for greatness. He said if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Your desire to have a ball, you can accomplish your goal. And all of this chaos that you're in now, the reason why you're in it, because God knows you can handle it, and you are going to discover characteristics that you possess that you don't even know about yet. So I encourage you, don't be distraught. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't give in. Draw close to God. He will draw close to you, and you will prevail. You will be victorious. Trust me. God delivered me from drugs and alcohol. He delivered me from, it would take me too long to explain it, but I just want to tell you, you are going to make it. And it's very important that you speak to your, that you have self-talk, that you have faith talk, that you speak to yourself, that you walk around your house or your apartment and change your self-portrait. You see yourself as a successful businesswoman. See yourself as your children growing up to be great men and women of God. See yourself as successful. See it in your mind's eye. Speak it. Believe it. You will receive it. Your tongue will rule your thoughts. And don't allow anybody who is negative, don't even share your dream with them. They'll talk you out of your dream, especially if they don't have any dreams. They'll say, well, how are you going to do this? Cause like they did me. Sister, you're going to make it. So please do exactly what I've just shared with you, and you will taste the grapes of victory. You will be a great success, okay?
And I would just like to make some clarifications. Hello, I just want to add, Sharon Green is the Senior Executive Marketing Director for Youngevity. Another business that we have is a health and wellness business. It's an awesome business, and we're blessed to have Sharon Green as our Senior Marketing Director and a great mentor. So I just wanted to, just for those who wanted to know who Sharon Green, who she is an awesome mentor.
And a great woman.
Wonderful.
Of God.
And I thank you both for sharing. And I want to hear more about Youngevity in just a moment. I wanted to thank Melanie for chiming in. And I wanted to give just a summary of what was spoken so well that I hope you got the nuggets that were given. But four key nuggets. Number one, seek God. His word says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be open. So if you ask him for direction and guidance, as was spoken so passionately by the heart leads, you'll get that clarity. Speak it, the life to yourself. Speak his word to yourself. Guard your ear gate, meaning don't allow that negativity to make a deposit in you. And ultimately, don't give up. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I ask that, Melanie, if you'll hit 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We trust that this information was valuable for you. Mr. and Mrs. Hartley, thank you so much, Melanie. I want to really hear more about, in our final minutes of today's installment of Motivational Mondays, because we heard about Youngevity, and I know that that's another business endeavor that you have. Share with us in a quick soundbite, because we're towards the close of our show today. It's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by when you're having fun. So share with us about Youngevity, and how would our global listening audience make a connection with you beyond today's show?
Okay, Youngevity is a company. They sell these products. They sell vitamins and nutrients and herbs, and it's just, and they deal with wellness, the whole body. And it's a proven fact that when the body has its 90 essential vitamins and nutrients, the body will heal itself. The Word of God, it is written in the Word of God that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It is true. And most diseases and sicknesses can be attributed to lack, deficiency in vitamins and nutrients. So that's what we love about Youngevity. We got in it because it made such a powerful impact in our lives. And I said, well, I just want to use it. I don't want to sell it. But then when I realized, why would I want to keep something as great as this product to myself? Share it with others. So we're in it to be a blessing. We don't need to really make money because God is blessing us in other areas. But Youngevity is an awesome, they have a series of so many great products that gives the body the ability to heal itself.
And you know, Mr. Hartley, what I love about the Youngevity mission, their mission is, what if you could wake up each day full of energy and vitality, with that unmistakable glow of radiant, good health, abundant possibilities, and ample prosperity. That's what longevity is all about. When I read that mission, I was like, wow, that's powerful. How can our global listening audience connect with you offline post today's show, because we're, again, approaching that rapid close? And final nuggets in a soundbite that you would like to leave with our global listening audience. We'd love to hear from both you and Mrs. Hartley.
Well, I want to leave you with this. As I mentioned before, the word of God is true. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. So all of you out there listening, whatever dreams, visions, inventions, whatever you have inside of you, go for it. Go for it. And don't let anybody stop you. Surround yourself with positive people, people of God. The word of God teaches don't listen to the counsel of an ungodly man or woman. So surround yourself. Seek God. Spend time in his word and find out what God's plan is for your life. Find out what seed God has deposited in you. There are gifts and talents in you that you haven't even discovered yet. Okay? And go for it. And longevity, if you have any questions about longevity, contact my wife, Patricia, or myself, or Shara. Longevity also provides an opportunity to make great money while you spread these great products.
Mrs. Hartley, did you have a final word?
I have final words. My words are, it's just been an awesome journey. It's just really been an awesome journey for me and my husband. And I just want to really inspire those who are hurting, who, you know, who are going through, just trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Continue with the vision that you have, and basically, that's my final word.
Continue. Excellent.
To trust in the Lord.
Excellent. And I know Mr. Hartley directed individuals to you if they want to get in touch with you to hear more or learn more about longevity. Is there a phone number or email address, a website, or anything that you would like to give?
Yes, a matter of fact, also, they can also contact Lady Tabitha. Okay, the website is...
Okay, the website is, they can contact my website at www.patriciahartley.longevity.com. And my telephone number is 925-588-6538. Once again, 925-588-6538.
Excellent. And longevity is spelled Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Wow, as I stated before, an hour of power, an hour of empowerment flies by. Mr. and Mrs. Hartley, I thank you so much for sharing with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And for those that are not a part of my network, I encourage you to connect and stay connected. You can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Today on Motivational Mondays, hosted here on Inspire Media for You, we were talking about Against All Odds. And if we want to continue this dialogue discussion with you through our Motivational Mondays Facebook forum, so we want you to stay connected. Maybe you had a question or a comment, you didn't have an opportunity to share that. Maybe you want to get a summary of the wisdom and nuggets that were shared, because there was such a richness around, wow, you have to have good mentors, you have to go for it, you have to trust God, you have to be in a relationship with God, on, and I can't tell you all of it because we're at the close of our show, so you're going to have to connect with us offline. I thank you so much again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest today, the Hartleys. Next week, we will pick up things in our Shape Up series. We thank you again for tuning in. I coach and you win.